16 of them were for the shotgun. Is that just a comfort zone for him right now, or do you need him to be able to execute the passing game under center?
Well, we need him to do both, and it just happened to be in that particular game, the gun was more convenient with things we were doing, plus all the zero pressure he was getting. It's a lot better to be backed up, you know, be separated from it momentarily, not very long. So hope that answers your question. It was no big deal. He can throw from under center fine.
Where can you execute your full running game out of the shotgun?
Our full running game, boy, I'll tell you what, about 90% of it, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're pistol as well as, you know, just the gun too. So we get a lot out of pistol too, a lot of run game.
Can you really break down technically what you like about the way Kaiser throws the football?
Yeah. Well, I think I mentioned this last spring answering your question, that he gives you big play ability in the passing game at the quarterback position. You know, he's you guys saw it the other day, you know, the two deep balls. You got a great long arm, but he can throw corner routes, post routes, skinny post on a line. He doesn't limit you. You get to just draw up and, you know, and throw whatever you want to, because he's got such great arm talent.
How much has he developed since the last time we talked to you? You were excited about his ability, but obviously he had a long way.
Right.
How far has he come since then?
He's a lot better than he was in the spring, but he's still not there, guys. And he knows it. You know, there's so doggone much. You know, and boy, right when he has good practices, you know, and then things happen in a game. That's why this one with Monday night is so good for him. That's what we need. Put him, you know, in the real lights, you know, of national television game, and see if he can carry these fundamentals that we're harping on him over and over and over to the game. He's trying, and he's doing better. Has he got it mastered? Not yet. So we got to know that he can do all of it before we put him out there, you know, full time. So he's not ready for that yet.
I guess what I was driving at with my original question, what kind of fundamentals have you corrected?
Okay. Yeah. Well, the first thing is his stride length is considerably less than when he came here, which is a great, great advantage as a passer. As I mentioned before, we talked about when your stride's way out there long, your upper body can't catch up to your lower body because that ball is going to come out as close to your front foot. You'd like him to be like in a straight line. He's way out. He's not anymore. He's cut a lot of his stride length out, which should increase his accuracy, should decrease high balls sailing over people's head. Does it happen occasionally? It happens to everybody. But that's what you fight hard fundamentally with Deshaun and Brock also. They both have the same disease, so we're fighting short no strides.
So Brock mentioned in minicamp how his fundamentals and techniques are being taught and loving it. And then he overthrew so many receivers in the game. What was that?
That's
result?
It's not muscle memory yet. His lower body's not muscle memory. It's so hard, you know, because it's when the bullets start flying, old habits will take over. So you just come back, you stay on him. Hey, it's not there. Look here. You go, yeah, I see it, coach. I see it. And you keep working. You know, if you guys watch Deshaun warm up, he puts his foot, steps into a cinder block every day and just warming up just to create the short stride. You can't do it enough. You know, I did it with Tony Romo for 2 years. And then he was ready really the third year. I mean, he didn't get to play till the fourth year. So he had plenty of that time. We're crash coursing these guys because it just shoots your accuracy up.
So Oswald was the same?
Same, no question, especially when you'll see our guys in the pocket and they've got to move, slide left, slide right, got to move. When they have to move, that's when their stride will get long. So we're just trying to keep on them and correct it and stay in their ear. I'm relentless about it. I'm no different in December than I am right now. I don't, that's because I know what kind of results you get if you can shorten your stride. You're going to be more accurate, not throw those balls that go with the lights.
And
sometimes.
Hugh said after the game and repeated it the next day that Kaiser still had trouble reciting plays in that game. In what way? Quickly enough or actually getting the language wrong or what's going on there?
But, you know, I mean, he had some adversity. Flip his helmet battery quit working. You know, he's out there on his own there for a little while. I thought he did a good job overcoming some adversity. And I think he's doing better all the time. He really is with the play delivery and you know, as the game plan, as the team changes, the game plan changes, there's a new set of memorizations got to take place, and it's hard. It's not easy. I promise you, it is not easy what he's doing. He's doing a heck of a job. Is he there yet? Not really.
When you say he's not there yet, you know, and Hugh obviously hasn't made the decision yet on the starting quarterback, are still, you know, keeping him in the mix for the opener. Can he get ready? Can he close that gap between now and September 10th?
Well, we got, you know, for sure two more games, and then, you know, you get three in, under your belt. You got a pretty good feeling about what your quarterback can do and can't do. So, you know, Coach hadn't said he's going to decide when he wants to decide, whenever that is. And I know he's going to let y'all know, but I'm looking forward to watching his progression in all these areas we're talking about in these next two games. And we'll see where he is then.
David, the fact that these two games are only 4 days apart, I could see where that would hurt some positions on the team, fatigue and all that. Will it affect the quarterback?
No. I mean, we're out there conditioning a while ago. We condition every day, and then right when they're tired, we throw into those buckets, those big trash cans down there, because I want to see. That'll tell you when they've run, and they got to throw. Are their legs good or are they not good? They're missing the target by a bunch. Their legs aren't. They're not in shape. These guys are in shape, and they're not. You know, we're playing three guys or four guys, so they're not getting worn out with the number of reps they're getting.
I remember last time we talked, you said one thing with Kizer. You know he's not ready if he misses a protection call. Mm-hmm. You can't let him get himself killed, endanger the team. How's he doing with that?
A lot better. A lot of improvement there, and that's big at the line of scrimmage. That isn't easy, you know. He's doing a lot of good things.
On that touchdown pass at the end of the game, he influenced the safety with some body language pump. Is that taught or is that natural?
At the end of the game, they were in zero. At safeties, everybody was down really low, okay? And so he didn't have to pump anybody because he had a one-on-one route that converted into a go route. I know what the one you're talking about. It was the, what we call the ocean route, where he shoulder shrugged the flat defender, he moved left, and he threw right behind him. That's really, really good. And I hadn't taught that yet because I don't think he's ready for it yet, but that's how natural and instincts and how good he is and can be. He did that on his own.
So was that on that other deep pass?
Yeah. No. It was the one where
– 34.
Yeah, it was third and 40, 24, and we hit the guy right in front of our bench coming back, and the timing was unbelievable, and he flinched the weak flat defender, and he jumped with the back in the flat and gave him a throwing lane, where he wasn't going to have a throwing lane if he hadn't done that. We didn't coach that. He did that.
How is he coming along from a psyche and a confidence standpoint, and is that a big issue that you guys want to keep building the confidence and not
right.
Take a step back?
Yeah, he got enough confidence. Deshaun, he got enough confidence for the whole team. We're not worried about his confidence, you know. So, and he's good about taking instruction. You know, he's good about trying to do what we want him to do. You know, has it all happened yet? Not yet, but it's coming, and he's making, like I said, great progress.
We always talk about the arm and how impressive that is, and I know you're trying to shorten the stride when he's throwing, but what about his footwork before he gets into the position of throwing? It seems like he was able to maneuver well and slide and step up. Is that impressive? Is he doing well?
Absolutely, and we drill that, but at the same time, a lot of that's just instincts. You can't see that. You've got to feel it. If you're seeing it, you're darn sure not going to be accurate downfield. And yet, to me, if you're looking at the rush, you can't play in this league. That's the fastest way to get out of the league as a quarterback. So look at the rush, you're done. And so we drill the heck out of that, but he's really good at it. He's got natural instincts.
Osweiler, 5 years in the league, even though he's new to this team, do you expect a quantum improvement for him in the second game?
Yeah, I do, and he did a lot of really good things. You think back, he threw the fade ball to Kenny Britt. Kenny's got 1 foot down. If he can drive it into the ground, we got a touchdown. He misses Seth about 4 inches going into the, I mean, there's 14 points. He didn't play about, 28 plays or something. So he was just close, and he was jacked up. I mean, he was feeling it, he's doing fine.
And has he caught up to what you guys are doing offensively?
Yeah, he really has. He studies so hard. I can't tell you how hard he prepares. And he's so good. He is excellent at the line of scrimmage. You know, my backup 13 years when I came into this league, I was around first year was really a good vet was Vinny Testaverde, who was here. And then there was Bledsoe after him, you know. And then we had Romo. Then I had Pennington. This guy we got, as far as at the line of scrimmage and in the huddle, he may be better than all of them. He is so clear. You know, he's talking in the huddle. X shall across. He looks at the X. Y, what he looks. I mean, he is great. And he's just a pro in that area. And I'm sure his time with Peyton really has paid off.
David, when you talk about Deshaun and his skill set, is it extremely difficult? guys are so excited about that skill set. Is it really hard for you to kind of slow play it a little bit and not be tempted to just kind of throw him out there?
No, he's got to, you know, he's got to be coached, and he's got to be coached hard. And there's a lot of things involved in that. He knows what they are, and I'm not going to go into them. But it's at the same time, he's got some instincts that you don't want to coach out of him. I don't know, Mary Kay, if that's what you're asking exactly or not.
Well,
but
I just mean, is it hard to kind of to go slow when you see that arm, that mobility, all those physical skills? Are you guys having to just like take a step back and say,
no? No, I mean, install-wise, shoot, it's been full speed ahead, and he's been right up there, you know. The water's still deep. It isn't, you know, going down on him yet, but he's been – Hugh hadn't held anything back. He's given it all to him, and we've been very demanding on him, spitting it out properly and executing it properly. But it's a lot. You know, this kid's bright. I'm going to tell you, he's smart. All those quarterbacks came out, they loved his brains, test scores.
He looks like a guy who's not going to complete – high percentage of passes. What do you think his ceiling is in completion percentage?
Oh, you 59% college career, is that what it was?
Yeah, out here he's about 52%.
Well, we'll just have to see, won't we?
Yeah, but I mean, what do you expect? Can that be improved?
It can be improved. That's why you work hard fundamentally. Where you get on top of the ball, you can control it, you can pull it down, you can do things with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're like a tennis serve, they go up and they reach. And they pull, you know how they get the top pull, and it goes right to that net, goes, pew, same thing we're trying to do with a lot of throws.
That's what I'm getting at. Some people believe a quarterback can't win consistently in the NFL if he's under 60%.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that. I don't know. I don't have any stats or research to answer it, so I'm not going to answer that.